start the process of putting the program together as soon as I know who the singers are going to be, because I don't like to program too much without knowing who's going to actually sing it. So I would start by asking them if there are particular pieces that they want to sing, or sometimes if there are particular pieces that they don't want to sing because they have to do it 15, 16, 17 times, and there's nothing worse than being forced to do something that you don't really like. So I try and get their ideas on board and then see how much they come up with stuff that will blend in with what my ideas might be and what we try and do to make the right mix of stuff.
Why is that variety so important to you?
Well, it's good to give a flavour. I mean, Scottish Opera does a huge amount of work anyway, and we have 400 years worth of opera to choose from, really. And I think it's important that we don't just concentrate on the sort of 19th century, the famous opera tunes, although we need some of those each year as well, because that's part of the way the programme works.
So is it a challenge for you then?
Yes, it is. But it's a challenge I like, because I like building up the programme and trying to get the balance right of things that the audience will recognise because they've heard them on the radio or they know them already, and things that they might not know but that they would like. And this year, of course, we've got something completely new with a piece by Gareth Williams, who is our newly appointed composer in residence. I think it's good for the audience to have something recently written. It's good for the singers, and it's good for us to feature someone who's going to be working with us, you know, a real Scottish Opera sort of home team. And also, it hopefully will encourage people to think that contemporary opera can be approachable and is not something to be scared of.
And in general, that's kind of what you're going for sometimes as well with audience, isn't it? You want to encourage people that maybe haven't given it a go before. That's a great thing about opera highlights.
I think that's part of the opera highlights brief. And so we try and link in where possible to things that we're doing in the main season. So this year we've got Nara Ephraim-Rake's Progress, and we've got music by composers that are featured in the main scale projects that we're doing. Mm-hmm. So it's a distillation of what Scottish Opera is and does with four singers and a pianist.